Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Ara Malka Baser Yitzchak. Today we have the honor and privilege of beginning our study of Masechta Yadayim by studying Perek Aleph Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Part of the things we need to know is that the Rabbanan instituted a Tumah on Tumas Yadayim. That seems to go all the way back to the time of Shlomo HaMelech, whereby, although the rest of a person's body may be not able to go ahead and convey a sense of Tumah, Yadayim, Chazal instituted, have the ability, when they come into contact with a Rishon L'Tumah, or a Sheni L'Tumah, have the ability to continue to be a Sheni L'Tumah as well. Says the Holy Mishnah, May Revias, how do you get it off? If you have a Revias of water, which is the minimum amount, right, through between 3 and 5 fluid ounces, that is the amount that's necessary to wash in Tilas Yadayim le'echad for one person, and perhaps af lishnayim. Maybe it's enough even for two people. Says the Mishnah. In such a situation, that could suffice. The Bartanura says for one person, it needs to be a revius. But if there was a revius and the first guy washed, and the second guy then went ahead and finished, so even though the second guy didn't have a full revius, it's still okay since it's leftovers of Tara in such a situation. The Rambam disagrees. He says, we're only talking about the second washing. In other words, you go 1, 2, 1, 2, the second 1, 2, which is known as Mayim Shniyim, it's the second waters, whose job it is to get to keep the first waters from re-contaminating the hands once they contract the tumah off the hands. So that second waters can only work for the second guy. Machtzis log l'shlosho l'arba. The Mishnah continues that you need a half a log for 3 or 4 people. Milog l'chamish l'asara l'meya. Right. And once you get to a log, that can work as enough for 5, for 10, for 100 people in that situation. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, "Obavad shel yivchos l'achon shabem mirevius." It goes without saying that the amount in the utensil by the time the last guy washes his hands has to be a revius, but we don't paskin that way like Rabbi Yossi. As long as it started out with the right amount, it is okay. Now, Mosifin al Ashniyim, if you missed, technically speaking, you're supposed to wash the Tilas Yadayim up until the perek, up until your wrist. If you missed and you need to make it up, so you can add to an extra water just to get to the rest. But you can't add to the first water. It has to be there on the hand all at once. The Mishnah continues, and you need to pour from a utensil. You can't just simply dip your hands in to something. So in order to wash an Tilas Yadayim, you need to use a utensil. And anything can be used. Even if it's made out of animal excrement, even if it's from stone utensils or from earthenware utensils. Now you cannot use broken pieces of shards to serve as that utensil. It has to be a utensil in of itself. You can't have your friend cup his hands and pour the water from his cupped hands onto your hands. You can't fill up paraduma water, and you can't consecrate paraduma water, you can't sprinkle paraduma water, and you also can't wash your hands. You must use a full utensil. When we talk about tumah and things that our food stuff that's inside a kli cheres, a earthenware vessel that has a tzamid pasil, that has a seal around it, those things don't work in matzilin miyad kli cheres ela kalim. It has to be a utensil that goes ahead and has that ability. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning with the wonderful world of Yadayim and the Tilas Yadayim. When we meet again tomorrow morning, everyone have a fantastic, wonderful, amazing day.